The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Good evening and welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live in the studio this evening, send her an email in studio101@gmail.com. And now, coming into the studio just out of her pool, Joanne Shaw.
Sure, you're going to bust me for that. Welcome to Down the Garden Path, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening and every week where we hope to provide you with down-to-earth practical advice for your garden, plants, and all things landscaping. And of course, I squeeze in as much topic and much chatting about landscape design as I can. And as Gary's mentioned, I had a hard day of planting today, and I actually did a quick dip in the pool before coming to the show. So I don't normally get a midday. Even my boys were shocked to see me in the pool, but it was a pretty. And who thought we'd be complaining on the end of June about the heat?
Yeah.
But it's definitely been a long,
huh?
long stretch of heat.
Yep.
And I'm sure everyone is tired of watering their gardens, but it's an important thing to do.
Yeah, if this keeps up, though, obviously we'll have a water advisory
pretty soon,
right?
I think so, too. Yeah, definitely. Because even the long range, there's no more rain. We got a little bit last night, but there's no more rain. So, again, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I'm excited to introduce you to a great topic tonight. We are going to talk about a wonderful event that I'm learning more about and hopefully learning even more about tonight called the Garden Walk Buffalo. And I'll read you a little history. And we've talked about garden tours in the past, and I'm sure we're going to talk about them in the future. But this one just seems like the garden tour of all garden tours.
Yep.
So in 1983, Marvin Lennonfield and Gail McCarthy attended an urban garden tour in Chicago and decided it was a concept that could work equally well in Buffalo. They presented the idea to the members of the Norwood West Utica Neighborhood Association, which represented their West Side community. By the summer of 1995, a group of volunteers from that organization had set up the basic structure for the first Buffalo Garden Walk, held on July 15th and 16th in 1995. 29 gardens. Now, even for your basic garden tour, 29 gardens is a lot of gardens.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. So 29 gardens were entered, most of them in the area enclosed by West Ferry, Richmond, Summer, and Elmwood Avenues. The front porch of Lunenfield and McCarthy's home on Norwood Avenue was the headquarters for the event, as it was to be for 5 years. The event was open to anyone in the area who wanted to participate. The main goals were to encourage neighborhood beautification and to promote community pride. And here it is, 2016, and it is still going strong.
Very nice.
Me today, we have Jim Charlier with the Garden Walk Buffalo. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show, and I'm so excited to learn more about this huge endeavor every year. It just astonishes me because I've been part of garden tours where there's been, 15, 20 homes, and that's still a large bit of work. So when and how did you become involved in the Garden Walk Buffalo?
Well, I'm an advertising art director. I used to work in ad agencies, and I was called upon in year three to design the poster and the map.
Wow.
So I started there and got involved with the data that came through for the map. And that's back when it was still probably 50, 60 gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, I got more involved, and eventually I was the president of the organization for 7 years.
Okay. And it has really grown. So from 29 gardens the first year, 300, that your literature said 385 in 2012. And how many are participating this year?
We have 406 gardens on the tour this year.
Wow. That just seems unbelievable to me. Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's at this point, there's no way that anyone can see all gardens on the tour. So many people come back year after year after year and just plan to see different sections of it.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say that. Because even 29, that's still like you're motoring, right? You're moving at a pretty good clip.
Yeah. I think I figured out one with about 400 gardens. I think you can be in each garden for about a minute and a half, and that's no travel time in between each.
Yeah.
For the hours that were open for the 2 days.
Wow. Well, that is great. And so the team of volunteers must be, how has that grown and evolved from that couple that started it in 1995 to today?
Well, it's grown tremendously. There are a few people who are the original members of the group still around and volunteering. But we've got for the Garden Walk Buffalo, the two-day event, we've got a core volunteer group. Committees that work year-round,
mm-hmm.
and that's about 25 people.
Yeah.
But we also do other events. There's a parent organization that now runs Garden Walk Buffalo. We do other events, and there's probably another 25 volunteers that do the other events that we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, for something this size, there's no way you're starting to, prepare for it in April. You know, you're working year-round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is fascinating.
Yeah, and even the weekend of the event, we have an additional 75 volunteers just manning our headquarters.
Wow. That's a lot. So I think it's wonderful. That says a lot about the area that they've really, everybody's stepped up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But with any, nonprofit, and everyone's volunteers. I mean,
right.
They have a board. There's no executive director. There's nothing like that. Everyone's volunteers. So we're constantly searching for volunteers as well,
mm-hmm.
as we grow.
Yes, definitely. So is it a registered nonprofit, not-for-profit?
Yes, it is.
It is.
The state's the 501c3, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. And so as 406 gardens in the tour, I'm sure there are many more that want to be part of it. Do you find you're having to really go looking for people for their gardens?
We have an open door policy. Pretty much anyone who wants to be on the walk is on the walk.
Really?
We have no criteria.
Mm-hmm.
We have no judging. No one visits your garden to check it out. There are no fees to enter. All you have to do is be proud of your yard.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the, two qualifications. One, obviously you have to be in the footprint of the tour itself.
Okay.
And we do keep we've not grown the footprint drastically over the years, because we do want it to be a garden walk where you can walk from site to site if you want.
Okay.
But the other thing is we ask that our gardeners not sell things to people while they're visiting their yards.
Okay.
No garage sales, no plant sales, no art sales. We want to keep the focus right on the gardens.
Right, right. So no hostas for sale on the
nope.
corner of the yard. Well, that is, that's fascinating. And how is that? Obviously, it's worked, having no criteria and no judging or no approval process. It's obviously successful.
Yeah. What I think that does is it gets a lot of people on the tour that would normally shy away from trying to be on any garden tour. Not all the gardens are spectacular. Some of them are just nice gardens,
mm-hmm.
and homeowners are very, very proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, the west side of Buffalo, there's some areas of the west side that could use some loving.
Mm-hmm.
And, one homeowner gets their house on the street and cleans up their garden. And the next year, maybe there's two or three gardens
mm-hmm.
on that street. And the people in between those houses actually clean up. They're not on the tour, but they clean up their front yards and gardens and make it presentable because they know people are coming into the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually had, there's two or three streets in Buffalo that have gone from not fabulous to fabulous, where home prices are rising. There's new block clubs. There's reinvigorated citizens and definitely invigorated gardens and yards.
Wow. So huge trickle down then effect on the whole community.
Oh, for sure. Without question.
Yeah. And I guess
that's
a little. Yeah, for sure. And I guess it's a little bit of got to keep up with the Joneses, right? A little bit of peer pressure.
Well, we say it's not a competition.
Right.
But, there is a little bit of friendly, I don't want to say one-upmanship, but, there's people who compare. But the great thing, another side benefit of all this, is that neighbors become friends, people in different neighborhoods, because we do throw parties for the gardeners, too, as a thank
wonderful.
You. So they get to socialize with other gardeners on other streets they would never normally meet.
Right.
But everyone's got this interest in gardening in common. So that's been a great side benefit, is that people's sophistication level as far as gardening goes gets upped a little bit every year from being more interested in it, from investing more in it, and then talking to all these other great gardeners.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I'm sure the local nurseries and greenhouses have really benefited as well.
They have, and they become our sponsors. Mm-hmm. One of the best stories we've got is that here on the west side, 15 years ago, if you wanted to go to a nursery, you had to go to the suburbs to the nurseries.
Mm.
Or you had to go to our Home Depot, stores like that, that were closer than some of the nurseries. But a group of 30-somethings, at that time they were 30-something, and they at one of our garden walk parties, they were talking about how, we need something in the city, and they decided to start a gardening co-op.
Really?
So now we have a gardening cooperative garden center right here in the middle of the city. They invested in a neighborhood, again, that needed some loving, bought a building, and have this beautiful garden center. Now that's accessible to everyone in the city, especially the people who don't have cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's definitely. I mean, it is a hard business to have a garden center. And I know even in our community, where Gary and I are, there's very few. I mean, they the smaller ones close up. And so then it's much more of a drive from one to the other. And definitely for a city community, we're definitely in the suburbs and definitely commuters, where you need a car really to get around. And it's still a long drive. I'm specifically in Pickering, and there isn't a nursery in Pickering. So you really have to drive and kind of plan. And even as a landscape designer now, I'm like, okay, you need that one more perennial or that one more boxwood for a client's garden.
Yep.
And it's you really have to think about it. Like, it's a bit of a drive, right? It's one of those that I need to kind of, you have to plan it well. That was one of those days today where I needed a few things for a client's garden, a few things for my own. Well, it was a 40-minute drive to the nursery to kind of stock up on everything. So it's definitely a challenging business, but I think it's so rewarding as well. And I think to be in a community that is really striving to grow and to improve their aesthetics, I think that's a great goes hand in hand for sure.
Yeah, I remember the first year they were open, I ordered a river birch tree, and they actually put it in their little red wagon, and they walked it over to me.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's great. It was about 15 blocks, but they walked.
And they walked it. Oh, goodness. Great. Now you say the footprint has stayed the same as far as the neighborhood. So do gardens really kind of drop off, or are you just finding they're just growing as far as the participation?
It grows a little bit every year. There's a little bit of flux here and there. I think last year we had 416. We're down 10 this year.
Okay.
Last year we were up about 30 gardens. There's always some flux.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say about 90% of the gardens stay the same each year.
Okay. Okay, so you definitely have your core gardens. But I'm sure that they change, like, as much as they might physically be the same location, but I'm sure those gardens have evolved as well, right?
No garden stays the same.
That's right. That's right. And how have you found it? Because, the garden walk is that weekend, so I'm sure everybody's worried all spring kind of getting their garden in their yards, kind of ready for it. But do you find that it trickles through? It's not like they let it go come August, right? It just continues to spread?
Oh, I don't know. I would say if you came through the end of August, the gardens would not look so hot.
Oh, okay. So it does peter out, yeah.
Yeah, and another funny thing is that so many people come down and they comment that, oh, Buffalo, they love their Monarda, or they love their Cricosmia. because every garden's got it.
Right.
But the thing is, with the gardeners, after having done this for 20 years, they've geared their gardens to be in bloom that last weekend of July.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that are in bloom the last weekend of July.
Yep.
So it appears we have a lot of those things, but we have as much variety as any other city's gardens.
Excellent. Well, we have a question here, Jim, on an email. Cassandra is asking, she says the event sounds amazing. How many people go on the tour, and is it a rain or shine?
It's a rain or shine.
Okay.
And it's always the last full weekend of July each year. So this year it's the 30th and 31st.
Okay.
And we get 65,000 plus people.
Wow. That's a lot of people, yeah. Cassandra. That's a lot of people.
And it's completely free. It's all you have to do is find a garden walk map, which will be online hopefully next week. We have maps at our headquarters. We have two different headquarters on the west side of Buffalo.
Okay.
And you can get maps at those, and they're free. Before the walk, if you need to plan, you can get it off the website, or our sponsors have maps.
Okay.
At select sponsors, ones that have retail spots and stuff, so a couple nurseries, things like that.
Okay.
But you do need a map to be able to plan where you want to go, even if it's picking up the map that morning at the headquarters or finding one ahead of time.
Okay. So we can download the map from the website.
Yes.
Yes.
You will be able to, as soon as I get around to getting that done. Yeah.
Okay. No pressure. Because I was mentioning before the show that I'm really hoping to attend this year, that I'm learning more about it. And that weekend for us in Canada, that is actually a holiday weekend for us. We have the Civic Monday off. So
great.
Yeah. So it's definitely a great thing to do. Great destination.
Well, another thing we have that is of interest to people traveling from out of town is that we have 5 free shuttle buses.
Okay.
Even though you can park anywhere on any city street, and there's on the map there's a few parking lots that we have permission to park people in. And you go to either headquarters, you pick up your map. These shuttle buses are old, yellow school buses, and they go between headquarters and drop off people at different neighborhoods where there's gardens. I mean, the entire thing is walkable, but you'll save a lot of time if you take the bus. But on one of the buses, we've actually got some tour guides who will be pointing out historic sites as well as significant architecture and buildings.
Okay, great. Yeah, and that brings me to another question I had, that Buffalo is probably lesser known for its architecture, but it does have some really interesting 19th century architecture and a lot of other areas of interest, historical interest. So obviously these tour guides are going to be pointing some of those out. Did you want to mention a few to us so that any history buffs that are listening can know more about?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Part of the Forest Lawn Cemetery is a huge, huge cemetery. It's also happens to be an arboretum that's on our tour.
Okay.
Many famous people are buried there. Everyone from Rick James to Millard Fillmore are buried there. And then we have our Olmsted Parks, which are spectacular, designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, who designed Central Park in New York.
Yeah.
He designed not only the parks, but the parkways and circles throughout the west side of Buffalo. And you'll be going by those. H.H. Richardson, one of the leading architects of his day, built our what was then called the Psychiatric Center. Now it's the Richardson Olmsted Complex with some restored grounds, and it's a spectacular building that can't be missed. There's also, we have the Martin House, which is Frank Lloyd Wright's design, which is in Parkside. It's a different neighborhood, but we do have a Frank Lloyd Wright house smack dab in the middle of Garden Walk Buffalo. It's a private home.
Okay.
But some of our gardens are around it, and people will be sure to note that when they're on the tour.
Okay. So, yeah, but so it sounds
on
like...
On top of that, we've got Canal Side, which is a very happening place downtown Buffalo, and our Guarantee Building, which is a Lewis and Sullivan building, and our beautiful Art Deco City Hall is gorgeous, and one of the gardens that we have is right there in front of it that our master gardeners take care of.
Okay. So definitely it's residential, but then it spread to some public gardens as well.
Yeah, there's a few public gardens. We've got in Delaware Park, the Olmsted Design Park, we've got the Japanese garden is there. There's also a beautiful rose garden. The roses won't be great then. It's the end of July. But we've also got a great, on the waterfront, we've got the Erie Basin Marina University Trial Gardens, where they are testing they're testing plants, seeds and plants for garden plant designers from around the world, seed companies around the world. And that's a spectacular garden. And those plants you would be able to look at, you get to vote which ones you like the most. And then in 2 to 3 years, there's the possibility of those plants being on the market.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I know a lot. We have something similar here at the University of Guelph, and tends to be our agricultural university here, as well as the head offices of Landscape Ontario, where there are trial gardens. And it's always fascinating to see the different plants that slowly make it through those trials and then make it to the market, for sure. We usually know a little bit more about them before they finally hit the market. So it's nice to get that sneak peek. Well, I hope everyone's enjoying learning more about Garden Walk Buffalo as I am. I think we'll pause now for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Jim Charlier with Garden Walk Buffalo here on Reality Radio 101.
Little girls don't know how to be sweet girls. Mama didn't teach me. Little boys don't know how to treat little girls. Daddy didn't show.
Are you currently looking for a part-time professional career, but you are just not sure what to do or where to go to make a great part-time living? Well, if you live in the Durham, Ontario region, then Durham Ways Bus Lines is the absolute professional career just for you. We offer complete comprehensive training, an excellent starting salary, and ongoing support in your choice to be a professional school, corporate, or charter transportation specialist. With flexible hours and many great benefits, Durham Ways Bus Lines is that perfect part-time career for retirees, housewives, or anyone looking to make great extra money with a professional and reputable company. Why not call us today at 905-433-1392 or visit our website at www.durhamwaybuslines.ca. At Durham Ways Bus Lines, we are the safe way. Are you currently looking for home, automobile, business, or life insurance and live in the Durham, Ontario region, but you are just not sure where or who to turn to? Relax. The answer is WO Insurance Brokers. WO Insurance Brokers offers personalized service with very competitive rates. We offer monthly payments as well as a claims guarantee, making your insurance needs less stressful. Policy discounts are also available too. So what are you waiting for now? Call WO Insurance Brokers at 905-436-9090. Visit our website at www.woinsurancebrokers.com for more information. Remember, when you need a caring and professional insurance brokerage, WO is for you. At WO Insurance Brokerage, we are your hometown broker.
The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised.
Oh, what the hell, she says, I just can't win for losing. And she lays back down. Man, there's so many times I don't know what I'm doing. Like I don't know now. By the light of the moon.
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw. Right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live right now in the studio, send her an email in studio101@gmail.com.
So I let her be. Says, oh, I can't.
take no more. Her tears like diamonds on the floor.
And now boogieing in Studio 1A of the Beaver Valley Media Group, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, and welcome back, everyone, to our chat about the Garden Walk Buffalo. And Jim, I did confirm, because I was nervous that I spoke out too soon, but I did confirm that the holiday here in Ontario is on August 1st, on that Monday.
Oh, yeah. Then there's no excuse. You can stay late on Sunday.
Absolutely. So I think it's, do Canadians come over, or am I like spearheading the promotion here in Ontario to kind of get everybody on board?
Oh, no, there's backups at the border, actually.
Okay. No, no.
People coming across to visit the, I shouldn't say that, should I?
No.
people coming across for the tour. It's incredible. I mean, with 65,000 people,
yeah.
From research we've done in the past, we know that 20 to 25%, one zip code research survey said 21%, another one said 24%, so we say 25%, come from more than 50 miles away from Buffalo,
wow.
Including Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think growing up in Welland myself in the Niagara region, I think it's been really, you know, when there's something, you know, good happening on that side, you know, we tend to go over. And then when there's something on our side, Niagara Falls, you know, the falls and, you know, Americans come to our side, you know, we have to say the Canadian Falls is a little nicer than the American Falls. But yeah, I think there's, lots of going back and forth supporting. So I think that's a great thing.
And again, we have visitors who come year after year. We have bus tours.
Yes.
The Toronto Botanical Gardens in the past has had buses come down. We've had gardening groups from all over Ontario come and bring small buses to large buses down.
Excellent.
As well as from Connecticut and Delaware, mm-hmm. and Ohio. The buses come in from all over the place.
Definitely. Yes, I had a few people on Twitter, shout out from Ohio, who said they were, you know, have always wanted to come and sort of looking forward to listening tonight. And I know I passed the press kit on to, I belong to the Pickering Horticultural Society, and we always do a bus tour. I believe it's the first weekend in July that they do it. So I kind of passed it over to the lady in charge of that. And I thought, well, this might be some, you know, a reason to move it to a little later in the month to participate in something like the Garden Walk in Buffalo. So I hope to continue to spread the word, because I think it's a great endeavor. And I love hearing about all the positives. So can you tell us a little bit more? I mean, I think it's great to have a nursery co-op start in the city. And I'm sure there's been lots more, in addition to the tourism, how it's really helped improve property values, and any other trickle down things to share?
Well, I mean, one of the other ones, obviously, is that it's sort of the antithesis of what people imagine Buffalo to be.
Mm-hmm.
The Rust Belt, Snow Belt thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think when people come here and see the fantastic architecture and the wonderfully creative gardens, that it's sort of, has people rethinking what Buffalo is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a great side effect.
Anchor
well.
Bar.
Yeah, Buffalo has more than Anchor Bar and Buffalo Wings, right?
The Anchor Bar,
yeah,
that's
more
it.
More than the Anchor Bar.
Mm-hmm. And well,
thanks, Gary.
Yeah. Well, and even my son said, because they grew up with, you know, with my parents being there and us going across the border shopping. And so my son said, he goes, well, we've always just kind of driven through Buffalo. He goes, I don't know. You know, he goes, I couldn't picture, you know, Buffalo. He goes, I just pictured driving through it, Mom. So
what about the bars being open till 4 a.m.?
Well, they're a little young for that, but yes.
Are they still open till 4? Some of them?
Yes, they are.
Yes. Because I remember from Rochester, our bars would close at 2. We would leave at 1:30. It's about an hour ride on 490, right, on the thruway. And get there just so we can drink till 4 in the morning. When I was a little kid. I haven't done that in 3 decades. But.
and even my son. Go ahead.
Some of the other benefits, though, have been that even though the tour is free, we subsist on corporate sponsorships, mm-hmm. and donations and selling merchandise. We've been able to, since 2005... we've been able to give about $100,000 back in block club and community grants.
Wow.
For beautification projects.
That is huge. And I mean, just the fact that you can continue it to be free is amazing. Because I know any of our local garden tours, which, you know, much smaller in scale, you know, it's a $40, $45 admission. So the fact that you can continue to do it free is great. And then you're able to raise enough money to provide grants.
Yeah. And those grants are for anything from block clubs to, you know, put, you know, annuals in their street side planters, or to help neighborhoods pay for street side planters. One street even asked if they could take all our past posters, because we have different artists do the poster each year.
Okay.
If they could make them street light banners.
Oh.
So there's one street that's got our banners up and down the street, which is really nice. But we've given it for restoration projects. We've given a little bit for historical recreations of gardens.
Mm-hmm.
They're not huge grants, but mm-hmm. they're, you know, for a small group, you know, they can pack a visual wallop during the walk.
Definitely. And sometimes, you know, a few plants can go a long way.
Yeah.
To really making an impact. So that's wonderful. And how about businesses? Have businesses, as well as, you know, kind of started improving, you know, let's say the flower boxes on their storefronts, that type of thing?
Yeah, here and there. There's a handful of businesses that are on. You know, it's harder for them because mm-hmm. they don't have either the space or the wherewithal to, you know, make gardening a focus. But where the few businesses that are, yes, they go out of their way to put together nice gardens, or like you say, window boxes or planters or whatever they have access to. And they sort of make their space nice.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. And so corporate sponsors. So did you want to give a shout out to a few of your corporate sponsors that help continue to help support the walk?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Blue Cross Blue Shield is our biggest sponsor this year. Also a printer, Webb Mason, that's based in New Jersey, actually.
Really?
And, you know, there's the hardware store, a local Ace Hardware store, and the local True Value Hardware store. And a great sponsor over the years has been PlantMath.com. They've been wonderful to us.
Yes, they've been a guest on the show as well, actually.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Great folks.
Great folks.
Yep. And, you know, we have a large garden center, the Lockwoods Gardening Center. And we have different levels of sponsorship. And this gardening co-op I talked about is Urban Roots Garden Center.
Okay.
And they're also a sponsor.
Okay. Excellent. And we have another question, Jim, an email here from Chase. He's asking if there's any entertainment planned besides the gardens.
You know what? We don't do that.
No.
We tried in the past,
mm-hmm.
and we've decided to keep the focus on the gardens.
Okay.
For our 20th anniversary a couple years ago, we did, along with the Birchfield Penny Art Center, they had a garden, a botanical exhibition going on at the same time of Charles Birchfield's work. Also, the Buffalo Philharmonic did a special concert with just garden-themed music the evening of the Saturday of Garden Walk that year. And they also did a Flowers and Folk Fest out in front of the another significant building is our Kleinhans Music Hall by Elio Syrian. Right there on the reflecting pool, they did a folk and flowers concert. But that was a special thing we did for just our 20th, and for the tour itself, we just keep the focus on the garden.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I could see that, because then you're kind of splitting, you know, really splitting your efforts, really, and
yeah, and when you've only got so many volunteers, you've only got so much time, and, you know, we want the visitors, again, to focus on the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't do a lot to distract them from that.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I think Chase was wondering, while my wife, girlfriend, daughters, whoever, are gardening, do we got any, you know, concerts going on, or is there any baskers, or, you know, is there anything going on? That's probably what he meant, right?
Yeah.
Besides.
Mm-hmm. Something for the guys.
Something for the guys,
yeah.
which most guys love gardens, but... What's that?
Well, there's always something going on in Buffalo.
Oh, absolutely. And that
also happens to be the same weekend as the Infringement Festival. So on many corners, you'll find poetry slams and artists and you know, pickup bands. And then in some of the venues, you'll find small acts, plays going on and readings going on all over the city. So that it's a great mashup of the Infringement Festival, which is more new style art and gardening.
Oh, okay.
Now, is the show here, the tour, is it actually in Buffalo proper? Is it like West Seneca, or is it something outside of Buffalo? Where is it exactly?
No, it's right in Buffalo. It's the area is actually starts at the Peace Bridge.
Okay.
And goes over to Main Street and goes from Canal Side, which is right on the waterfront,
mm-hmm.
where the grain elevators are,
yep.
all the way to where the Albright Knox and Buffalo History Museum are.
Very nice. Wow, very yeah. nice.
And it is walkable.
Yeah.
It is walkable. Again, the if you take your car or take the bus, the free buses, they'll get you around a little bit quicker. But mm-hmm. Usually it's a beautiful weekend for a walk.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to asking some tips and tricks for the actual tour. But why don't we pause for one more commercial break, Jim, and we'll be right back with Garden Walk Buffalo here on Reality Radio 101. We'll be right back.
When I'm walking down the street, I got the sunshine shining down on me. Saw a little birdie sitting on a tree. He's got a new perspective.
Choosing a restoration or general contractor can be a very daunting task. Who do you trust? What are their credentials? How much will my restoration or contracted project cost? Relax, take a deep breath, and then call Elite Restorations. At Elite Restorations, we have the ability, enthusiasm, and professional personnel to get your restoration or contracted project completed on time, within budget, and guaranteed. We specialize in kitchen, bathroom, and basement renovations, and only use the absolute best materials available to give your special project a beautiful new look and great function. Still need more information? Then visit our website at www.eliterestorations.ca or please call us at 905-686-5854. Elite Restorations, Canadian owned and operated for over 10 years.
All right, it's that time of year. And now you know that it's time to do that task that most of us hate to do. Painting. What is the best paint formula to use? What color? How about all of that prep work? Not to mention purchasing all of the required proper equipment and materials, plus the cleanup. If you are like most folks and you want that paint job done right the very first time to look absolutely stunning, it's time to call 360 Painting. At 360 Painting, we use our unique 20-step painting process that assures and guarantees your painting project will look the absolute best on the planet, period. With professional advice, personnel, and the most advanced equipment, 360 Painting will get your painting job done right every time, on time, and to your complete satisfaction. No job too small or too large. Please visit our website for more information at durham.360painting.com. Call us at 905-767-4653. Remember, at 360 Painting, our estimates and consultations are always free. So please call us today and enjoy your new paint scheme tomorrow.
Welcome back to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. Send Joanne an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
And the weaker ones are nowhere to be found. We will not be composed.
And now, right back to Joanne Shaw.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to Down the Garden Path. We are here with Jim Charlier with the Garden Walk Buffalo. And Jim, I wanted to take this time to offer, you know, to ask you some questions and some tips and tricks for, let's say, new people that are coming on the tour. You know, you did mention that there's a bit of lineups at the border, so people really should plan accordingly.
Yep, always.
Always. I'm assuming even the hotels are probably booked up, that type of thing, in the area.
Yeah, you've got to make plans early. The farther you get away from the city and into the suburbs, the hotels are more available.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think the two big events that weekend are Garden Walk Buffalo and usually the New York State Bar Exam. So
Ooh.
There's a lot of people coming to that as well.
Okay. That's interesting. Now, does there tend to be, like, on the walk, is there lineups to kind of get into the yards?
It's funny. There's only one section. It's called Summer Street. In our cottage district, where there's a bunch of little cottages. It's a beautiful, short street with just under 30 little houses on it.
Okay.
Very Disney-esque. And out of the 30 houses, I would say 25 of them are on Garden Walk.
Okay.
And they have these tiny postage stamp size lots and gardens. And many of those are, most of them are one way. You can only go in one way, and then you have to come out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And those gardens, generally there's lines.
Okay.
There's a lot of gardens. Whenever people see the map there and there's a lot of dots together, they generally go to where there's a good amount of gardens together, you know, to maximize your
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah.
People go to those, and those gardens generally have lines.
Okay.
Specifically in that neighborhood around Little Summer Street.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And what about, you can kind of go and park in one location and then kind of walk around from there.
Mm-hmm.
What about food, water, washrooms, you know, all those practical things?
Yep, restrooms and water are available at both of our headquarters.
Okay.
And they're spread at different points within the area. And there's food, you know, all the restaurants. This is the sort of the spine of Garden Walk Buffalo is the Elmwood Avenue street, which is where all our shops and restaurants are, as well as Allen Street, which has a lot of shops and restaurants as well. So there's plenty of food to be had,
okay.
And restaurants and bars and so on.
Excellent, excellent. So it's good. So you're not in the middle of nowhere. I mean, that's the benefit to being in a city, right, versus in a suburban, garden tour.
You know, I've gone on a lot of garden tours before, and, yeah, it's almost too bad that in suburban tours where you have to use your car,
mm-hmm.
if it's too hot or you get too sweaty or it starts to rain, once you're in your car, it's easier to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I think it's you just go to the next, you know, 8 blocks away, park your car, and get out and see more gardens, or take those buses and see the gardens,
mm-hmm.
and make it a full day.
Right. Excellent. Any other tips or tricks or advice that you have for us who are planning to attend for the first time?
Well, obviously, it's the same tips and tricks as you would for any normal garden tour. You know, bring your hat, your visor, your sunscreen, your water, obviously your camera, your notepads. Those are the basics.
Mm-hmm.
I think for anyone who wants to make a bigger weekend of it, we do also offer open gardens. Like I mentioned that we do other events.
Yeah.
Open gardens, which we have gardens, 75 gardens, nice gardens, selected, you know, curated gardens throughout Niagara County and Erie County around Buffalo, open on Thursdays and Fridays for specific hours.
Ooh.
So if people were going to come in on Thursday and spend a few more days and see more gardens, that would be a great way to do that.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. And photos of that. Go ahead.
Pretty much any time anyone comes to Buffalo during the summer, there we have 21 garden tours in the area. A lot of the suburban ones, a few more in the city. And, pretty much any time someone comes, there's going to be some gardens.
Yeah, there's going to be some tours. Excellent. And you did say photographs, because sometimes it's good to know that you are allowed to photograph the gardens.
Yeah, you know, it's always, all the gardeners expect people to take photos. It's always still polite to ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's less free, but it's always polite to ask. Yeah, there's only been one incident, I think, in the last 22 years where someone actually took some photos and then sold them as cards, greeting cards or something like that.
That's a shame.
You know, the gardener saw it and said, hey, that's my work,
mm-hmm.
you know. But other than that, you know, all the gardeners are very, very, very well behaved.
Yeah, yeah, and proud. That's great. And if our listeners want to learn more, they can head over to your website.
Yes, gardenwalkbuffalo.com.
.com, okay. And you're
and
also...
they can find out about other tours and stuff we do on the side.
Yeah, definitely. Lots about the advertisers as well. I noticed on the website that mm-hmm. you're promoting all of the sponsors and things there, as well as... and the map will be there shortly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, within a week, yes.
Excellent, excellent. And Facebook page, all social media as well, right?
Yeah, we've got a very active Facebook page for both, for Garden Walk Buffalo and the other larger event we do, which is the overriding group, which is Gardens Buffalo Niagara.
Excellent, excellent. And any other?
This past weekend, we just did a two-day garden art sale on the grounds of our botanical gardens down here, and it was a hot weekend,
mm-hmm.
but it was a very successful garden art sale, and we had lots of people come out for it.
Excellent. So is there a Buffalo Botanical Gardens?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's in South Buffalo.
Okay.
It's not part of this tour, but it's certainly worth a visit.
Oh, that's good to know as well. And you'd mentioned merchandise. So the individual gardeners in those areas, they're not really selling any merchandise, but I'm guessing that at the different headquarters, you're selling some merchandise, some posters, T-shirts, that type of thing?
Yeah, posters, T-shirts. We've also got pillows and flour sack tea towels and canvas totes and baseball caps and we've got a book. We've got a 120-page coffee table book we produced a few years ago. We've got a magazine we produced a couple years ago for our 20th anniversary for sale. Garden, you know, magnets and garden flags and all sorts of stuff.
Wonderful. And I'm guessing your home is on the tour as well?
My home is on the tour, yes.
Excellent, because I know I've been following you. I don't know if you remember me from the Garden Blogger Fling that was here in Toronto last year, but I do remember you, and I've been following you on Facebook and watching your shed, watching the... So I feel like I've been, like, stalking you for a long time, Jim, but I'm watching your shed, your beautiful shed evolve, and so it'd be really neat to...
My friends call it the Taj Mahal shed.
Oh, do they really? Oh, well,
actually,
I've got
a magazine coming to shoot it on the 4th of July.
Really? Very cool. Well, that I'll have to continue to watch for that on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. Are you, I know, I'm sure you're too busy, but are you considering or are you able to go to the Fling this year?
I am not. I only end up going to the Fling every other year.
Mm, yeah.
It's just my schedule. Sometimes the Fling is too close to Garden Walk and mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the case this year.
Yeah.
But I love, because we were in Toronto last year.
Yes.
And I loved every minute of it.
Oh, no.
It was great. Oh, the Toronto Islands.
Yes.
Ward and Algonquin were just spectacular. We got to see, obviously the Toronto Botanical Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the residential gardens in the region were just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
Yeah, they really are. And I know I was razzed a little bit because being a landscape designer, and even though I'm in the city, you don't often, like, I don't have time during this gardening season to go to many of those places, right? So I know a lot of times people, we'd be on our way to Parkwood Estates, and everybody's like, so, what's it like? When was the last time you were there? And I'm like, oh, I've never been there. You know, I had to confess, and everybody, and it's kind of like, you guys, like, it's closed in the winter. It's only open the garden season, and that's the only time of year I can make a living, you know? So so it was really nice to see all, I felt guilty seeing, you know, all of those things, but it was good, you know, to take the time away from, you know, from my business and to take that break.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to, so that was my first one too. So I'd never been to I've never been outside to another one. So that was my first exposure.
Are you going to Minneapolis?
I am. I'm going to Minneapolis. So I'm excited about that because it's still the same zone. You know, I don't know if I'd be as keen. I mean, not that I wouldn't mind going to California or Arizona or Texas, that type of thing. But I don't know that it's as relatable as far as the growing, you know, the plants we can grow. So I'm really excited about Minneapolis. So that's coming up in a few weeks. And I could see that being because ours here in Toronto was in June, which would have given you a little bit more time, right, between the garden walk And this one is mid July, so I would think that that would be tight for you. So yeah. Well, Jim, I want to thank you so much for coming on and telling us and sharing all about it. And I promise to continue to promote to my listeners and to the Horticultural Society. I'm going to share about it. We have a meeting tomorrow night, actually our last meeting of the season. And I'm going to definitely let everybody know. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. I hope to see you in my garden this the end of July.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you again. And we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Bye, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, everyone. The Garden Walk Buffalo. It's not very far away. We go over shopping.
Are you going, you think?
I'm going to try.
Because if you have anyone to go with?
With my parents. I was actually going to ask them about accessibility, but see if I can convince my parents.
Okay.
If
not, that might be something I take Elaine to. She would love that.
Yeah, I bet she would. And maybe be able to convince my husband and kids, because it sounds like there's lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, I know that area that he's talking. Elmwood Avenue, I'm very familiar with. But that's why I asked. There's tons of stuff going on.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's a good area.
Especially if it's a nice weekend. I mean, that's one of those things that if it's a nice weekend. But
it's right on the lake, too, some of it.
Yeah, so it does sound. And I know on the Niagara side, I know it's big canal days. Like, they do a lot on the Port Colborne, Welland side as well for that civic weekend. It might be something
that's
to see if we can book a hotel because no one likes lining up at the border.
No, I know, but yeah,
we have our Nexus passes, so we get through a little faster.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm really excited to learn so much more about it. And I think it's phenomenal what it's done for the city of Buffalo. And I think it's phenomenal the team of volunteers who've been able to maintain it to be free.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that goes to say a lot.
Yeah,
it really
absolutely
does. Yep. So kudos to them. Absolutely. So I wanted to thank everybody for listening to us and joining us down the garden path. I've got some exciting topics coming up in July.
About water.
Yeah, we'll see. I think we're going to talk about bugs and insects and some of the treatments for things that might be ailing our gardens this time of year.
Right.
And I met with a feng shui consultant.
Oh, wow.
Because it just seems to keep coming up in my business. I've been working on a big installation that was actually, I don't know if you call it feng shui, but we did apply the feng shui to the gardens and altered where the water feature would go and where the color red is, and really worked with the homeowner to really consider those factors. And then it's continued to come up. With a few other clients. So I'm really this install. So you can follow me on, if you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, I've been posting pictures, and that garden should finally be done this week. It's
good.
Really, I did the last bit of planting, I think today, and the outdoor kitchen and deck are going to be finished.
Oh,
so
geez.
it's been
outdoor
a real,
kitchen.
I know
oh,
it's been, it's a
goodness.
Phenomenal garden. And,
right.
And so I was meeting with a feng shui consultant today, independent of that. And, she's got lots of tips and tricks and things that we can, you know, little things we could add to our garden that can improve the energy and the different things about our life.
Right.
And I think it's a great topic. And so I'm really, really looking forward to having Trish on the show. So, yeah, so lots coming up in July.
Very
for
nice.
Us gardeners. So water, water, water. I'm
I was
afraid
just
going to
say that
yeah,
before you yeah. go off the air. Yeah. Water, water, water.
Now, do you have like a little
rain gauge?
Thank you.
Yeah, but I actually don't. What I do is I had a paper cup. And I measured an inch, put a thing around it, and I just set it in the yard.
Okay.
And as the sprinkler goes, you know, every time it goes, it drops a couple in there. And when it gets to about an inch, I know that it's dropped an inch
Excellent.
In that segment, right? But I've done a little bit over an inch in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
Not much more, but maybe, you know, close maybe an inch and a quarter, inch and a half. Just to give it that little bit extra, but you need about an inch a week normally.
Yes,
but sometimes in this drought, if you do a little bit extra, folks, an inch and a half, it's not going to hurt it.
Yeah.
But don't do less than that.
Yeah,
because that promotes, as you say, a lot of bad stuff when you don't water properly.
Yeah, definitely. You do want the plants to not be shallow rooted, but it has been a long drought sure. And I think the rain gauge, I was thinking about that last night because we did get some rain, but it was hard to tell how much rain we did get, you know? So I thought, oh, I wish I'd had a gauge seen that.
They recommend, people say anything at all, a cup, a glass, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's flush, make sure it's flush down on the ground. You know, it's not up on a rock or something.
Yeah.
And then just mark up an inch from there, put a piece of tape on it, or if it's an old glass, use a marker, And that is just as accurate.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Thank you very much from the tip there, Mr. Gardner.
The tips
Gary
and
Gardner.
Tricks. Yeah, right. Yeah, I like that.
You like
the
that?
Gary, make sure you listen to the Gary Gardner show coming up next.
No, that's my gig. So I hope everybody hangs in there with this heat. I know it's kind of discouraged some people to making changes to their garden or that type of thing, but please don't. It's always good to plan. It's still a really good time. I know I've got some things on the go with my garden.
Yep. Just keep water handy.
Yeah,
you just gotta
just keep water.
That's all there is
making,
to it.
Making sure the soil is good. And for the most part, things should get pretty established quickly. But it's still, and even if you don't want to, maybe you don't want to do anything now in July and you really want to think, okay, let's hold off until August. July is still a good time to plan for it for sure. And so give me a call if you are interested. Again, please follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for some of the garden installs and before and after photos. I love sharing. And we will be back soon. Here on Down the Garden Path on Reality Radio 101. Thanks for joining me, Down the Garden Path. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101.